Blog Talk Radio.
Hold on 1 second.
In the car, so come on, let's ride to the liquor store around the corner. The boy said he wants some gin and juice, but I really don't wanna.
Oh, you guys already know, baby. It's your boy DJ J, and you know what I like, Dr. Bugs?
What do you like, my friend with the afro?
I appreciate my beats fast, and I kind of like my bass down low.
I know you do. Live song.
If you wanna get with me, there's some things you gotta know. I like my beats fast and my bass down low. I like my beats fast and my bass down low.
You guys already know it is that doctor.
Who is that doctor?
It is that doctor.
I think it's the doctor.
Oh, baby. I had to let it build up to that part. You know, that's the best part of the entire song.
Yeah, that's my favorite part of the whole song.
I had to let it build up. I was like, you know, this is kind of long, Mickey. I mean, we might cut it short, but I was like, nah, let it play.
Yeah, you know, because, you know, when we're doing it, we give Mickey the go, and we give him the no-go.
We give him the go, the no-go, like in the beginning. It's a little technical difficulties. Don't even worry about it.
Ooh, don't even trip, baby.
Don't even trip, baby, because we had you. Our stupid system was on mute. Excuse us.
Yeah. I was like, Mickey, go ahead and play it. And then he's like, okay.
He
I'm
played
like,
it,
Mickey.
And then it was on mute.
Oh, Mickey doesn't know the difference between right or wrong.
Mickey doesn't know his colors. He's blind. He's handicapped. He has four toes. And he has a claw for a hand.
And he's legally blind.
He's legally blind. And we get money because we take care of him.
Yeah, but not
so
really.
It is what it is. Thank you for tuning in, guys. I don't even know what show this is. We're at 26th show? 26th show? I don't know.
I think it's at like 26th. I think we passed 35, I'm not sure.
Dude, I don't know. We've done so many shows, like, I blink, and like, oh my goodness, we're at 217 shows? You know, that's
yeah,
how it's going to be.
Yeah, like, we do our intro, the show's over. Thank
yeah,
God.
I know. That's how it is for me, because this show goes by so fast now. I
yeah.
remember when we first started out, I was like, dude, I don't know how we're going to fill a whole 30 minutes, which is like...
30 minutes?
30 minutes, that's like 5 hours.
Híjole pata.
Híjole pata. You know, but we do what we can. Mickey, I hate you. Yeah. I just wanted to say that, and I like it. God, Nick, you're supposed to stab you right now. Guys, tonight is going to be really good. don't even trip. Tonight's going to be really good. This guy, we're going to prank call him. I know him. I've seen him when I walk down the streets walking home from school.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I see him. Like, he's walking down the street, and he's singing. Like, no joke, he's singing.
He's like... Well, you know, vocals are coming out of his throat.
Like, he sings as hard as he can. I know, I think, I'm trying to find a song right now. Did you guys know Liquor Store Blues by Bruno Mars? Hold on, let me let it load. Let me let it load real quick. But I was walking home, and I swear, this, he has like a long ponytail. And this dude was like, scatting down the street singing Bruno Mars. And it sounded bad, I'm not going to lie.
It didn't sound good,
listen,
that's what he's trying to say.
Standing at this liquor store, whiskey coming
through
my floor, feeling like I'm running so blind. That's how the real song goes. But he was like... Standing at the liquor store.
He's like,
shut up, boy. And I kept walking. I said, you already know, baby.
Yeah, Dr. Bones and Tetra.
Dr. Bones and Tetra, you better like it. Oh, nice, Mickey. You get that on point now.
Good job,
about.
Mickey. Way to not F it up.
Hey, Mickey, let's get crazy. Or not.
Come on. Okay, Nikki.
Nikki's on overload.
Dang it, Nikki, can you settle down over there?
Nikki's on overload. But it's going to be nice tonight. Once again, I'm repeating myself, but thanks for tuning in. Hot topics right now. What's going on in the world right now, Tetra?
What is? Let me try to see. Yesterday, the Suns barely beat the New Jersey Nets.
You know, the Suns, they're hurting me right now. I lost a bet, too, last Friday. I told this girl, I was like,
against the Knicks?
She's really amazing. I was like, I bet you the Suns are going to win. I put my pride on the line with the Suns. You know what they gave me? Exactly. It took a dump
some of that
in my face. It took a dump in my face, and it smelled.
Oh, that's what I don't like to hear
I
at
do
all.
I like that. Something got blown out by the Knicks, you know? And I was like, I just felt heartbroken. But the bet was a win-win situation, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know.
It was one of those bets, so.
I've got your back, he's got mine, but, you know, funny because my back's located on my, what? I mean, I don't know if you guys have seen Super Bad. I don't know if you guys have seen Super Bad, but I was trying to set that up. I just forgot I can't say that on the air.
I got you, I sue you. But it's kind of like that, but not really.
Nah, baby. What else? Right before we got in the studio, I think I'm done playing some b-ball,
mm-hmm.
balling it up.
Yeah.
And I was going to say, I'm pretty, it's pretty beast.
He's pretty beast. And tell him about your new purchase, your new spectacles there, Tetra.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so like, I don't know if you guys, should we tell him about our YouTube videos real quick or not?
We have YouTube videos, guys. If you guys want to like learn about us before we became popular on the Dr. Bones and Tetra show, look up
Adventures
of Santiago.
Yeah.
There's part one, part two, and part three. Tetra is in part one and three.
Yeah, but I would recommend part two.
Part two is good. All of them are good to me.
Yeah.
I was in all three of them. I wrote and directed them. Just want to say that.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, well, I have some Dolce & Gabbana glasses, you know, because that's how I roll. I just don't care.
He doesn't care.
He
spends a lot of money.
And yesterday, I was playing basketball. You know, got pushed, got kind of fouled. Glasses went flying, scratched. I'm like, oh, man, I've had them for a year. That's exactly what I said. Got up, I was going to fight somebody. But they're like, man, I'm sorry, dude. Get away from me, man. I don't want this to happen. So, anyways, I went to the eye doctor today. I think it's called, the optometrist, something like that.
Something like that. Really
but, yeah, they're kind of like the same, but I switched from the D&G to the Ray-Bans, guys.
That's it. You switched the D&G to the R&B. You feel what I'm saying?
I don't like to do. I can switch it up a little bit.
Switch it up to that soulful R&B. I feel you.
Oh, that's what I like to hear, doctor.
Switch up to that R. Kelly. Peeing on people. You feel me?
I mean, you know, sometimes, but
sometimes, but not today. But guys, I just want to say firsthand, Tetra's looking sharp. Tetra's looking like a sharp man right now. He's looking beautiful, prettified. I'm so excited for tonight's show. We're gonna call this guy Tetra. What do you want? Epic Records, right? That's what we're gonna call him as. Epic Records.
Yeah. Before we hit it up, I just wanna, you know, real quick to all the listeners out there, if you guys are listening on a phone, just push the number one to try to get on the, you know, you can get on the line, right?
Yeah, press one.
And, if you want, give us a number, and we'll prank call them tonight.
Tonight. If this guy doesn't pick up or something, and you want to contribute, all you have to do is press 1. Or even drop us a line. Press 1 and drop us a line. Be like, hey, what's up? I love you guys. And that's it.
Yeah.
But don't be stupid.
Yeah, don't be silly. Rap that way.
Don't be silly. Rap that way. Because if you're silly, this is what you're going to get. I haven't given one of those in a while. But
yeah, have we?
I haven't given one of those in a while. And we have a new little Popeye feature on this show, too. I will straight up turn Popeye and kick you out. You can leave that to imagination, how that sounds.
Dude, yeah.
Something like this. Get out of here.
I wish
I had some spinach.
Yum, yum, yum.
Yummy. I love to eat Mr. Rhodes.
My name's Senor Pop.
This is so stupid.
I'm just going to let you guys know, this is way funny.
I don't know if you guys know this is way funnier before we started the
show. Yeah, before we started the show, me and Lachlan were bored. So we did something, and she made up that voice. And
like, I forgot how it went. Like, Tetra said something, and I was like, I wish.
And then, we just carried it from there. And it was, like, the funniest thing that ever happened.
I have to explain it to you guys. It's funny. It was really funny. I'm not going to lie. It was one of the funniest things ever. Like, I was crying.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I cry with Dr. Bones sometimes, guys, because I don't care.
He doesn't care. You know, we cry. We do what we do. But not cry too much, because that's girly.
I mean, because I do a lot of things for Dr. Bones, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
I just, hey, Dr. Bones, you know how I feel about you, don't you?
Yeah, I know how you feel about me, man.
You know, I do a lot of things to you. You know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Like, I'd even catch a grenade for you, man.
That touches me, man. But he wouldn't do the other things. He wouldn't. Okay, let me analyze this with Bruno Mars' song. I'd catch a grenade for you, right?
Uh-huh.
What's the next line? I throw my what?
He's like, throw my hand in a blade for you.
I throw my hand in a blade for you. How are you going to throw your hand in a blade for him if you just caught a grenade? You mean blow
him
to pieces, homie?
He doesn't have another hand. I mean, maybe if he uses another hand.
It makes no sense. He's like, I catch a grenade for you. Boom.
Okay, let's say he had one hand left somehow. Like, his half of his body's messed up.
Okay.
So then he puts his other hand in the blender.
Yeah.
He's like, now I have no hand. And then he's like, what, I'll stand in front of a train for you?
How are you going to walk over there? walk over there with the stumps on your legs.
Let me just use my tongue to, like, you know, grab something from the air and pull myself over there.
That's so dumb. Let me use my tongue to drag myself over to the train tracks and then tie myself
over. What's the last one? And if he lives from the train, what is it? He'll put a gun to his brain or something like that. He'll
a bullet through his brain? Okay.
Yeah, like...
I don't get it, Bruno.
You have no hands, Bruno. How are you going to pull the trigger?
Bruno,
come on, man.
Bruno, this is a complicated song. You're going to catch your grenade, blow up,
uh-huh.
You have one hand left, stick it on the blade, zing,
okay.
Your hand
Bomb.
Gets caught up. Use
okay.
Your tongue to crawl all the way to the train tracks.
Get that over. I mean, if you're still alive from that, I think you'd want to shoot yourself.
I think you'd want to shoot yourself in the brain. He'd have a wolf come by that's trained how to shoot him with a gun. The wolf would shoot him in the head with a gun. And then somehow, I don't know. Then he's going to tell you to tell the devil hello when you get back to where you're from.
And then if somehow we get, you know, we light ourselves on fire,
he's
just going to stand there and watch us burn because you're heartless like
it
that.
It makes
Bruno.
No sense. It makes really no sense.
Hold on, go ahead.
To prank call this guy.
Okay, so Epic Records. I don't want to come out. I'm not going to lie, guys. I'm kind of sick right now, I think.
He's kind of sick, but listen. My friend gave me this number. His name is Esteban Jesus Espejo Cruz.
So I'm not going to say the whole thing.
Tell me the
you
tongue,
it if you
tongue
want.
Twister. That's a tongue twister. Esteban Jesus Espejo Cruz.
Palo.
Palo.
Yeah, hijo de puta.
I want to give you guys a little background on that. My grandpa says that all the time. I'm not even kidding. Like, I told Tedra about that, and now we just can't stop saying it.
What is Tedra's a hot tortilla, right?
Tedra was like, wait, why did you say that for us? Oh, it's when my grandpa grabs hot tortillas. He's like, hijo de puta. And he just, like, throws the tortillas in my face.
Hijo de puta. Don't say that, mijo.
Mijo, no. No. But yeah.
No.
Moo.
Meow, mijo. Meow.
Mijo.
Yo soy un gato, mijo.
Mijo, mi gato es muy blanco.
Me llamo Mike.
Me llamo Mike. Me
llamo
Mike. La da 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 da. Antonio
Barrera.
If you guys have the time, go to YouTube and look up, what is it, first semester Spanish song or something?
I don't know. It's so stupid. Don't look it up, guys.
Don't look it up. He's singing a Spanish song, and he's like, uno, dos, tres, cuatro. And the thing is, no remember how to say 11. This guy's stupid. And he's singing to the ugliest girl in the world. She's, like, fresh off the border.
Yeah. I used that as a pickup line, but I'm not going to lie. I think that's, like, I was gay. Mi gato es muy blanco. I tried that out. I mean, it worked, but not really. You know what I mean?
Oh, okay.
Like, I got the conversation, but...
I feel you, man. I feel you.
You know what I mean? I don't got to finish that.
So let's go ahead and prank call this guy. And I'm getting teased that his name is just Esteban Jesus Espejo.
I'm going to try to say, no Cruz?
No Cruz. It's just Esteban Jesus Espejo.
Okay, so.
But
okay.
I'll set it up, okay. What's my name? What do you want my name to be?
Dude, I think you should be John Goodman.
So
the big fat,
Black.
The fat guy from Roseanne.
I want to be Jack Black.
So it's obvious because you're gonna try to be a white guy, right?
Yeah, Tom Green.
Oh, that's funny.
Dude, what's a good name?
My name's gonna be Mike. Mike. I don't know, Mike. Mike Larry.
What is it?
Mike Larry.
Mike Larry?
Yeah.
I'm gonna be Dennis Leary.
Come on, man! This guy's not an idiot.
Dude, trust me. No, I'm going to be,
I think you should be John
name.
Something. James? James?
James
McCord. James McCord.
James.
Oh, man, if I have two names, you can't have two first names.
James Worthy.
James Worthy? Isn't that a...
No, I just made that up.
I think it's a football player, but
James.
Yeah, dude, James Worthy. James
Worthy.
Okay. And I'm Mike. Michael A. No, dude. Well, Mike.
Espinosa.
Mike Cruz.
Mike Cruz.
Mike Cruz. Take his last name.
Cruz.
Yeah.
Mike Cruz.
Yeah.
All right. My name is. What's my name?
Tom Mistakes.
What's my name? I forgot.
You said your name was James Worthy.
Worthy, okay.
And
okay.
I'm, what's my name again?
What's my name? James Worthy? You were going to be talking to him? What's my name, James Worthy?
All right, so I'm Mike Cruz.
Dude, I gotta get serious. Hold on, I'm laughing too much. I gotta get serious.
James Worthy and Mike Cruz.
Mike Cruz and James Worthy. Hold on.
Epic Records.
Dude, we're going to be white, like really white.
I think I sound right anyways. I'm not gonna change my voice.
Dude, I'll switch it up because I sound like a gangster right now.
Dude, if he doesn't answer, it's cool.
It's cool. If he doesn't answer. We'll just keep talking, but we really want this to happen. We're gonna do it right now.
Yeah, hey, doctor. When you hear me come back,
all right.
Just start it off, right? All right,
I'm ready.
All right, man.
Oh, guys, I don't think he's going to pick up. This hurts my heart. I was so into this character, too. Oh. Híjole, patrón.
I'm a doctor.
I know, I feel it. He didn't pick up?
Nah, man.
Híjole, patrón.
Híjole, patrón.
We're going to do it again in a couple minutes. We'll do it again. You know, don't worry. We'll try it again. All hope is not lost.
Yeah, I mean, but, you know, if you guys want to help us out,
if you want to help us out, press 1, give us a number. Do what you
push
do.
1, give us, even if it's your mother's number, we'll be polite.
Even if it's your mother's number, we'll be polite. We'll be like, hey, baby doll.
Yeah, even if your mother is 60 years old and she's been in prison 4 times and she likes to tell stories about her, you know, jail breaks to kids.
And she talks about shaving her private places, you know.
Yeah, and she, you know, if she doesn't like when you talk to a guy, it's cool.
It's
give
cool.
us the number.
You know, it's cool. I really want to talk to Esteban, though.
I want to talk to Esteban himself with his filthy fingernails.
Dude, I want to talk to him so bad, man. It sucks, but...
Yeah, I hate Esteban right now.
What can you do?
I don't know, man.
Why does the mockingbird sing...
Why
the... Don't sing the real version. You guys know who... You guys don't know who he is, trust me. Never mind. His name's Tom Jones. This is white singer. I don't think a lot of the people who are listening right now listen to this.
Yeah, I think everybody knows who Tom Jones is.
Anyway, you know that song? What's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Pussycat.
Is it that one song that goes like, what's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa. Like that?
Dude, it's the song that goes, what's new, Pussycat? Whoa, whoa, whoa.
Dude, I'm talking about that one that goes, Pussycat, Pussycat, where are you? That
yeah,
one?
It's like, Pussycat, I found you. Boom.
Is it the one where he's like, Pussycat, I hate you.
Exactly, that's the one. Hey, I'm going to say another thing. If you guys don't know, me and Tetra can drop a nice song. It's called Hey Mambo Italiano. Tetra, let's not be modest here. We can kill this song.
Yeah, me and Dr. Bones basically wrote that song of Dean Martin himself.
Dean Martin sings this song called Hey Mambo, Mambo Italiano.
Mm-hmm.
But me and Tetra kill that song, you know? Like, we really kill it. Like, I think we can sing it really good. You want to try it, Tetra?
We have the...
I don't have the song. This is going to be freestyle.
You want to do it?
We can try it. What's the beginning? It's like a boy went down to Napoli.
Because he missed the scenery.
The native dancers and the charming souls.
But wait a minute.
Something's wrong. Is that how, that's how it goes, right?
Yeah, and then it goes, cause now it's...
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Good, good, John. You mixed up a Siciliano.
Squine and salada with the fishy baccalano.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Hey, Mambo. Mambo Italiano.
Good, good, John. You mixed up a Siciliano. Squine and salada with the fishy baccalano.
Hey, Gunjan.
that's what you ruined. Hey,
Goomba.
I don't know how you dance a rumba.
But take some advice of my son.
You'll learn how to mumble.
If you're gonna be a square, you ain't gonna go nowhere.
Mumble. Dude, we killed that song.
We did. I wish we had that as a background, you know what I mean?
Like a background song?
Yeah, like an instrumental to it, I guess.
Do I feel you? Do I think I found it. Hold on. Listen to this. Hey, Mumbo.
Mumbo, Talia.
I can't do this without song. You want to try Esteban one more time?
Do it one more?
Try it up. Hit him up. I really want to talk to this guy.
Man, hang on.
Pick up, you know, whatever. We tried.
Dude, we actually did try. Let me just try it. Okay, ready?
Yeah. I'm really sorry, guys. This show's a failure. I'm really sorry. I feel bad. This is going to be so funny. We're going to have him sing on the air, because I know he would. He really would have sang on the air. Like, no joke, he would have started just busting out singing. He would have been like, I don't know. He sings songs. Like, he sings on the street. Like, I know. I saw him sing on the street before. It's ridiculous. Like, this cat's ridiculous. He's got the crack. What can you do? What can you do when the homie don't pick up? Nothing. Nothing you can do about it. My day is beautiful.
What up? Hello?
Is this Esteban?
Yeah, who's this?
Esteban, this is James Worthy from Epic Records, and this is my partner.
Hey, man, this is Mike Cruz.
You're a singer, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Look, I'm not into prank calls, and y'all fucking with me.
No, we're not, I promise. This is a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity.
You're kind of busy. Bye.
Who?
Esteban's not stupid.
Man, this ruined my night. Esteban's a retard and he caught us really quickly.
If your name is James Worthy, then I don't think you're... Oh, James Worthy, huh?
Dude, I was talking before you...
Hey, beautiful. Hey, what's up?
My day was pretty beautiful. Hey,
if you would have, like, because I joined her, but I heard you, like, hey, I thought you said, hey, beautiful, and he's like, oh, what's up, man?
Man. Esteban's not down for the prank call. Sorry, guys. I thought we were going to have somebody. I thought we were going to have him sing a song for you, but.
we based the whole night on Esteban.
This is an epic failure. You know what I titled tonight's show?
What?
You know what I titled tonight's show?
What? Epic failure?
Don't listen to this show.
Don't?
Yeah.
Don't listen to this show.
I knew. I had a feeling that this was going to come up. Like, we wasted so much energy on last night's show that tonight was going to kind of be caca.
Yeah, that usually happens. Like, on one night, oh, really? Because on the next
show,
night.
Last
yeah.
night, because we had Clarissa on the next night, you know?
Yeah, we had Clarissa on the show, and she kind of helped us out.
She kind of helped us out. I'm sorry, guys. Next week's going to be beautiful. Ignore this.
Yeah. When we ask you guys, push to number one.
It's my fault because I had such a great day today, and I can't do that. I need to have bad days and then come into the show angry. That's why I get funny, you know?
Yeah.
But why
was today a good day, Doctor?
I just had a good day. I was chilling my...
What'd you do?
Nothing. You don't worry about that.
Come on, man.
Just don't be stupid. Come on right now.
I just told you.
Don't be a baboon. I just talked to you like 20 minutes ago about what happened. But,
Esteban, I hate you.
Esteban, take the carrots out of your ears and try to talk to me next time, okay?
And suck them.
He has a long ponytail, too. Like,
I hope
really
he
long.
Chokes on it when he's asleep.
I hope he's like, he rolls over and he's like, what is that, chocolate? And then he just starts choking on his, chocolate. Chocolate.
Hey, if you guys are listening, like, you know, if you guys called in from your phone, you should really just push the number uno.
Just press number one. I want to talk to somebody. Press one.
Yeah, and then
just
say, just be like, hey, guys, I like your show. Thanks.
That's all you have to say. That's all you have to say. I know there's this one girl that's listening right now. I know for a fact we hung out. She should call right now and say that I like the show because I know she called in. I see all the numbers on the soundboard. That's all I got to say about that.
Yeah.
Doubt it'll happen. People need to get over their nerves.
Hey, come on, guys. We're not gonna have to say you are. We'll just be like, hey, guys, we like your show. Thanks.
That's all you got to say to us, and I'll be like, thank you so much. Thank you. Thank you. Te amo. Hit the road, Jack.
Mas.
That's how it goes. You know, we were working out today, me and Tetra,
uh-huh.
working out hard.
Uh-huh.
I was hitting the 15s on the bench press. Tetra was hitting the hundreds.
Okay, so like, here's the deal. If it was a racing contest, Dr. Bones would kill me. Like, if it's endurance, uh-huh. Dr. Bones got me.
Dude, I feel you.
You know what I mean? But like, if it's just, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I know. Like,
But
if it's a strength contest, Tetra beats me 99 out of 100 times. 99 out of 100. There's that one time I might get a fluke shot in and knock him out.
But, you know, that's why we make such a good pair.
But besides that, I mean,
I really hate
Tetra. Guys, let's be serious. I hate him so much. I don't know why I do this show 26 times with him.
This is the stupidest show I've ever been on.
Goodbye.
I've been on some stupid show. Aloha.
Aloha.
Nah, but this show's great, guys.
This show's great, guys. Don't even trip. Tonight was just a dud. We have duds once in a while. Like, tonight we really didn't plan it out. I was even hanging out with my friend today, and she was like, "What are you guys doing the show tonight?" And I was like, "I don't know."
And I'm not, dude, I legitimately got in the freaking radio station at 9:10, guys.
Exactly.
I got here. No, I'm not lying.
No, you didn't. Somebody's raising their hand right now. You want me to bring them on?
Dude, please bring them on.
You just raised your hand. Hello?
Hi.
Oh, my God.
Remember me?
Tetra, what's
up? I called
up?
I think it was last week.
Yeah. Was it last week or was it 2 weeks ago? I don't remember. What's good?
Big fan of Dr. Bones. I love you guys' show.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Really appreciate it.
I think you guys should, like, prank call a teacher again or something.
We should.
Yeah, we tried that. We tried it with Miss Maxwell.
Yeah, we did Miss Maxwell a long time ago. We literally did her.
That was like, whoa. Hey.
No.
I wish.
But we called her, like, it was like our second show, I think.
It was our second show. And then we called your uncle.
What?
We called your uncle after that. Things got hectic.
We called my uncle. I don't know what he's talking about. We called Miss Maxwell, and we played a big trick on her, and I don't know. You should give us some teacher's numbers.
I will. I'll text them to you. Not that
okay.
I have your number or anything.
Huh?
Not that I have your number, Dr. Bones, or anything, but yeah.
I don't think you do.
That's what you think.
You have Tetra's number, though. You guys
no.
are talking a little
no,
bit.
No, not Tetra's.
No.
I'll pass.
No.
No, man.
No.
So how are you doing today? Huh?
I'm doing good, Doctor. You know, I know you weren't talking to me, but I feel that awkward silence for you, baby.
This girl just called. How are you doing today? Is she still on?
Dude, give her that old hit the road, Jack, please.
I think she's gone, man. All right. Had to do it. I feel like this is a weird show.
Like whoever that I text today to listen to the show tonight.
I'm sorry
that I text you.
Listen, if this is your guys' first time listening, I swear this is not how
this show is. Like, okay, dude, guys, I'm gonna be completely honest with you. We planned tonight's show around Esteban. We thought he was gonna answer.
We planned this all on Esteban.
And we're like, he was gonna sing for us.
Yeah.
And you know. Things just don't, you know, sometimes you don't win them all.
Things just don't pan out the way they want to pan out. This person's raising their hand again.
Is it the same person?
Same person. I'm going to ask, hello, are you back? Hello?
Looks like you're getting booted again.
I'm not going to boot him. I can't do that. This has been a weird show.
Yeah, I mean, like, I don't know if you guys have seen Bad Santa, but when he opens up his like, little calendar and he gets a NyQuil, you can't win them all. I let you guys know that.
I just feel bad. I feel like an ugly vampire, if you can understand what that means. This has been bad. I'm sorry, guys.
Hey, man.
Next week's show, Jake Shimokuro should be on. This guy is dodging us like a bad habit. Not just really, though. Like, he had a photo shoot to do and stuff. That girl's still on the line. What? Say something. If that girl's listening, say something. Hello? Yeah. What the heck was that?
Dude, that was not me.
Did you hear that? Did you hear that?
She's in a box, bro. All right, do you have a song to play, Doctor?
We have 15 seconds left. I'm sorry, guys. This has been caca, but I love you guys. What is love? This is Doctor. I can't even say my views anymore. This is Dr. Bones.
Hey, this is DJ Tetro, guys. Next Wednesday, 9:30, same number.
Damn.
Wait.
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me. Don't hurt me.